The first quarter of 2017 generated an above-average return for most stock market indexes, with the MSCI, ACWI, IMI Net Global Equity Index rising 6.79%. This seemingly positive signal for future economic growth was accompanied by a slight fall in intermediate to long-term interest rates, which is usually interpreted as a negative outlook for growth. The Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Fixed Income Aggregate Bond Index returned a comfortable 0.82% for the quarter, including a bump of approximately 0.15% from the falling rate effect. This lack of clear sentiment in the markets is being attributed by many to uncertainty in the future direction of national policies on healthcare, taxation, infrastructure spending, national defense, and immigration. As we said last quarter, we still don't know if the most important political battles in Washington will be between the two dominant political parties or between factions of the Republican Party. Only time will tell. This is not the first quarter in recent history that market prices have sent mixed signals to investors, and the traditional approach of measuring how markets perform in order to divine the direction of the future economy may have reached its end for now. We believe that politically driven decisions on spending and taxes will have ever more profound effects on the performance of capital markets. For instance, if investors sense that corporate tax cuts will become a reality, then the value of stocks may rise rapidly. And if investors sense that corporate interest payments on borrowed money may no longer be tax deductible, then the supply of credit bonds might shrink and rates could plummet. Until these issues are settled, the market doesn't seem very interested in monetary policy. Predictions of future increases in short-term interest rates don't seem to worry investors at all, unlike what we saw prior to the elections. Maybe this is reasonable. Most finance models for corporate capital spending don't change much until overnight rates get above 3%. But it's also widely rumored that the Federal Reserve will begin to shrink its balance sheet later in 2017. This potential extra supply of fixed income instruments into the market should be sending intermediate rates upwards. And yet those same rates fell in Q1. We also believe that fiscal policy's effect on the national debt could become a larger and larger concern for the markets, and we will continue to report on the effect of policy decisions on the projected future levels of debt. The possibility of increasing levels of Treasury sales to finance a rapidly growing national debt could send intermediate and long-term rates skyrocketing. A prolonged and unrestrained increase in debt financing by the national government that leads to higher rates could kill the housing recovery, leading to investor losses in fixed income and equity markets in the same period. This is the so-called nightmare scenario for investors, because diversification within public markets and a balance between equities and fixed income won't help very much. Economic growth remains the great unsolved variable in all of these possible equations for the future. In the past, higher rates of growth have come from technological innovation and increasing productivity, which may not be as linked to government policy as political leaders would like to suggest. But it is impossible to know what the next major leap forward in capitalism may be. So for now, our projections rely too much on the past. But it is always true in any scenario we can contemplate that higher rates of growth solve a lot of problems. In summary, we have more questions than answers about the future direction of the global economy. So far in 2017, volatility has remained low. But we are warning investors that there are multiple reasons for markets to start jumping around a lot more than we are used to since the recovery from the Great Recession took hold in the spring of 2009. Thanks for listening today. This is Eric Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at Buckhead Investment Partners. Goodbye for now, and I look forward to seeing you in one of our upcoming quarterly market report lunches or on the webcast.